Acknowledgements. As noted in the preface, I've been intensely involved in libertarianism for over 40 years and, for almost 30 years, with the Mises Institute. I've been fortunate to have learned from thinkers from the past, such as Rothbard, Mises, Ayn Rand, Milton Friedman, Frederick Bastiat, and many others, but also from countless friends, mentors, colleagues, co-authors, acquaintances, interlocutors, discussants, and so on, over the last 40 years. It would be impossible to try to thank them all by name. Nonetheless, I would like to try to express my appreciation for some special people and groups that have meant so much to me. I apologize in advance for those I have inadvertently omitted. First and foremost, to my wife of 30 years, Cindy, and to all my close friends and family, for tolerating my libertarian obsessions and libertarian macho flashes for decades, and for listening to me argue, explain, and explore ideas. To my son, Ethan, to whom this book is dedicated, for inspiring me and enriching my life, and also for loving liberty and goodness. And to my trainer and friend, Stephanie Rukazi, for letting me vent about all matters libertarian for many years now, in between squats and push-ups. I am grateful to my birth mother, Gail Doiron McGee, for blessing me with my adoptive parents, to my mom for taking me to the library as much as I wanted, to my dad for driving me to school so far away in another parish for so many years, and to Mrs. Reinhardt, a librarian at Catholic High School in Baton Rouge, for recommending that I read The Fountainhead. This book would not be possible without the understanding of property rights I've arrived at, and this in turn would not be possible without the work of Hans Hermann Hoppe, whom I have also been fortunate to call a close friend. His support, friendship, guidance, and example of personal and intellectual integrity over the years mean more to me than I can properly express. My life would not be the same, nor this book possible, without him. I've had a host of libertarian friends and friend groups that I've learned and benefited from or had support from over the years, including my longtime friend Jack Chris Jr., the Las Vegas crew, former students of Rothbard and Hoppe, and now my good friends, Doug French and Deanna Forbush, Jeff Barr, Lee Igliti, Jim Yoa, Joe Becker, and others such as Juan Fernando Carpio, Greg and Joy Morin, Conrad Graff, Michael Conahan, Jacob Hubert, Gene Healy, Gary Chartier, Gerard Casey, Richard Story, Tom Woods, Michael Malice, Bob Murphy, Roderick Long, Jan Narveson, Frank Van Dunn, Robert Bradley Jr., Gil Guillory, Paul Edwards, Jacob Lovell, Rob Wicks, Greg Rome, Brian Martinez, Dick Clark, Isaac Bergman, Daniel Coleman, Timo Verkala, and many others in my libertarian forum crowd, you know who you are. James Cox and Daniel Rothschild, many friends and scholars from the Property and Freedom Society, and from countless Mises Institute events and conferences since 1995, including Lou Rockwell, David Gordon, Tom DiLorenzo, Peter Klein, Jeff Herbener, Joe Salerno, Sean Gabb, and others. Correspondents from years ago, such as Johann Rittenfeld and Chris Witten. Authors and friends such as Patrick Tinsley, Jeff Tucker, and Walter Block, the first two of whom co-authored chapters with me in this volume. Thanks also to Nelson Lofton for nudging me over several years to complete this book. My dear friend Guido Holtzman, whom I met on a bus from the Atlanta airport to the Mises Institute in Auburn in 1995, when we were both going there to meet Hans Hermann Hoppe, has been an important friend and influence, both personally and intellectually. My friend Wendy McElroy has also been an inspiration and sounding board and helped me see the light on IP. The notes for various chapters in this book also thank various commentators. I would also like to thank Randy Barnett and several LSU law professors, such as Saul Litvinoff, Glenn Morris, William Hawkland, Alain Levasseur, Robert Pascal, and John Devlin for inspiration, support, and guidance in my earlier years in law school and in the beginning years of my legal practice and scholarly and educational endeavors. Litvinoff and Pascal were not my professors, but they became friends and correspondents after law school. I learned a great deal at the LSE about international law and legal scholarship from Professor and now Baroness Rosalind Higgins, later president of the International Court of Justice. She inspired and informed much of my subsequent legal publications on international law. I am also grateful to my intellectual adversaries, who have forced me to hone, refine, and clarify my arguments to counter and explain the errors in theirs. P.J. Doland, a fellow libertarian and web designer with www.dancingmammoth.com, has graciously hosted and helped me run my own websites and others I manage over the years, all in the service of liberty, which were invaluable in collecting, publishing, and assembling material used in the preparation of this book. Since I haltingly started this book project about 15 years ago, I've had the assistance of several people, including Lisa Eldridge and Rosemary Denshaw, transcriptions, Justina Clark, Harry David, Lauren Barlow, and Carly Catt, copy editing, Susie Clark of www.creativeblueprintdesign.com for cover design, typesetting, and publishing assistance, and Susan Bruck, proofreading, indexing, and bibliography. The image on the back cover of the book is based on a painting by my childhood friend John Wax of www.johnwaxart.com, which itself was based on photographs of a statue by H.C. Anderson. To get permission and arrange a private photographer at the Anderson Museum in Rome, I was fortunate to have the help of my Italian libertarian friend and scholar, Roberta Moduno, and my Italian-speaking Canadian libertarian attorney friend, Daniel Rancari. To all these and many others not mentioned, I am grateful.